And joining us now is the play-by-play voice of Blake Bortles School, Mark Daniels. Mark, do you think Blake Bortles is ready to come in and start from day one, or do you think he needs a season of quote-unquote seasoning in the NFL before he's ready?
You know, I think Blake, as the year went along, got better as a quarterback. You saw his maturity. Even in games that statistically he didn't play well, he still managed to make big plays. Many things I know about Blake. Blake is a student of the game. He loves to look at film. He loves to ask questions. He loves to work with his receivers and running backs to get feedback in the offensive line during the game. Constantly did that. So he will work at it to get better and fit within the system. Whether he can play from day one, that's obviously up to whoever's going to draft him.
All right, we're going to talk right now about Teddy Bridgewater. Had his pro day today. Jody Demling was there for Cardinal Authority. Jody, your thoughts on how Teddy performed?
I mean, it's a pro day, and I'm not the technical guy like some of the scouts who were there watching. From everything we heard, though, it was average at best. You know, you could tell Teddy was a little disappointed. He missed some throws, especially some deep throws that I think people wanted him, you know, to see him make. And, you know, I think you have to take it with a grain of salt. Yes, he didn't perform at a high level, but it wasn't awful. You know, it was just more than anything. He just kind of looked uncomfortable at times, and I think maybe they tweaked a little bit of his motion a little when he was at IMG and working out down there, and I think he just looked a little uncomfortable at times.
The play-by-play voice of the Clemson Tigers, Pete Yannity, joins us now. And Pete, when I watch Sammy Watkins, the acceleration, the ability to catch the football and get to top speed is unparalleled, like nothing I've ever seen before. Is that, in your mind, the biggest strength of Sammy Watkins as he heads into this draft?
Yeah, it really is. He's one of those 0 to 60 guys in a second. Just explodes. Really did a good job with yards after the catch, too, as his career progressed. But certainly a player who he's got all the tools. He's being talked about as a top 10 pick, maybe with the combine work. And today he's gotten into the conversation of, not only one of the first five, maybe one of the first three or four.
So joining us right now is Robert Kawana, who covers Fresno State for the Fresno Bee in California. First of all, Robert, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
As you looked at Derek's pro day, give me a sense if you saw what a lot of others seem to have seen, because the reviews have been raving.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Derek threw the ball incredibly well yesterday, as I told a couple people. Here with the team, I mean, you know, I've sat through every practice for the past 2+ years and saw him play a lot of games, and he threw the ball better yesterday than he had on a consistent basis through any of those practices and any of those games. I mean, he went out and really zipped the NFL-type throws and did a nice job with it.
We welcome into the show right now Brent Zwerneman. He is from the Houston Chronicle, from the San Antonio Express News, covers Texas A&M. So, Brent, you were out there at the Pro Day today. Quite a spectacle for Johnny Manziel in College Station, Texas. Give me some of your impressions.
He made it even more of a spectacle by coming out in shoulder pads and a helmet. You know, a black helmet, black jersey, and shoulder pads, which, in talking to all the media veterans and so forth, I don't think anyone's ever seen a guy come out in a helmet and shoulder pads and perform, because ideally they would like everything to be a perfect situation for him to show off their arm strength and accuracy and so forth.
In your mind, how did you see him throw it technically compared to the guy you watched play the games that he played, and what you heard maybe the chatter on the sidelines?
Yeah, I think his showing was that Johnny had a little bit of a reputation, and Coach Kevin Sumlin here at A&M talked about it afterward, that, you know, maybe throwing the air balls up there or throwing the balls up for grabs, you know, to Mike Evans, and he's had a couple of 6'5" receivers to throw to. So I really think Johnny did a good job today of kind of dispelling that myth that he's just a guy who's going to run around and herky-jerky and, you know, and then just throw it up there when that's his only option. I mean, he was deadly accurate today. I think what they said, the final total was 63 of 65 passes. And, of course, a lot of that credit goes to his receivers for grabbing everything. But I think really only one of those passes was low, and the other one was a drop, as the or bobbled as the guy was going out of bounds.